High school seniors from across the country are checking their email inboxes this month, eagerly awaiting acceptance letters from colleges and universities. It can be an exciting and stressful time for anyone, but here in the Valley, one group of students is ready. FM89's Christina Lopez reports on one local program that's celebrating 25 years of helping make college dreams a reality.
On this chilly December Saturday, a group of 20 students from across the Central Valley, ranging from fourth graders to high school seniors, form a circle inside the Annadel Baptist Church in Sanger, California. The mission, to leave their nerves at the door and introduce their partner to others within the circle.
This is my new friend, Arturo Morillo. His favorite color is red. He likes to play soccer, and he's 14 years old.
There you go. Excellent. Next.
The voice in the center of the circle is Martin Mares, CEO and founder of the Ivy League Project, a nonprofit with a radical idea. Take high school kids from one of the state's poorest communities to visit the nation's most prestigious universities. The idea began at a leadership summit for junior high school students in 1992 at John C. Martinez Junior High School in Parlier. The summit featured Latino author and speaker Ruben Navarrete. The Sanger High School graduate, syndicated columnist, and author of the book A Darker Shade of Crimson, Odyssey of a Harvard Chicano, was the spark behind the idea.
Ruben was instrumental in sharing with me, encouraging me to think about taking some kids from Parlier to visit Harvard. When he first told me, I thought he was crazy, absolutely crazy, taking kids from one of the fourth poorest city in Parlier over to visit Harvard University, one of the most prominent, you know, selective universities in the world. I also thought he was crazy, too.
So crazy that Mares pitched the idea to the Parlier Unified School District Board and its superintendent.
In fact, he said, I want our students to go to attend the Cal Berkeleys, the Stanfords, the UCLAs, the Harvards, and Yales. And Martin, you're the man for this job.
With the district's support and Mares' drive, the Ivy League Project was born, taking six students from Parlier during its inaugural trip to the East Coast in the spring of 92.
We decided to select six kids. We had an application process, and we had a couple of eighth graders and a couple of freshmen, sophomores, and I think one senior, I believe. And we ventured out to the East Coast. It was very difficult. We were supposed to go in the fall, but we went in the spring because we didn't have too much money. When we first went out, it was a five-day tour.
Mares, along with his students, raised money to pay for transportation, meals, and airfare, totaling $700. At the time, Mares was an educator at John C. Martinez Junior High.
One day we flew in, and I was very nervous because I had a drive in Boston, and it was some city I'd never driven into, and you know, not like today where you have GPS, you can go anywhere and know where you're going. We had to rely on a map.
With no directions and little funds, Mares and his cohort spent the night in sleeping bags inside Harvard dorm rooms belonging to Latino students.
It was very difficult. We drove a van. We went from campus to campus. We went to Harvard, Yale, and MIT during the week. And it was very eye-opening for me because I found it very challenging, but it was exciting too because we were taking some kids from, you know, rural America whose parents were farm workers over to this elite universities, and I didn't know what to expect.
Although the trip came with its logistical challenges, Mares and his students were pleasantly surprised in other areas.
One of my boys said, Mr. Mares, what are the kids dressed like? I said, do they dress like in blue blazers and khaki pants? And I said, I have no idea, but when we get there, we'll check them out. I thought it was going to be like all predominantly all Anglo, but lo and behold, I saw people of color there.
In 1992, the Ivy League Project was the first of its kind in the state, let alone the Central Valley.
A lot of people didn't believe in me. You know, I come from a small community called Parlier. Poverty rate is very, very high. A lot of people don't have high expectations. It's a very deserted area.
During the project's onset, Mares was met with cynicism.
When I first told people that we're going to go to Harvard, they laughed at me. They said, Martin, are you crazy? Martin, these are Latino kids. These are farm-working kids. They don't go to Harvard. They don't go to Yale or MIT. You're crazy. I said, you know what? That just gave me más ganas. That gave me more enthusiasm and courage. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, wait till you see. Wait till what's going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I was like, I'm going to prove you wrong because I love challenges.
Mares wasn't the only one encountering bigotry.
We had to raise money, and, you know, the kids were encountering offensive remarks. We had some teachers and community members, and people were saying, well, you know, your parents, you know, you can't afford the $30,000 fee. How are you going to pay for that? You know, and why are you even taking these courses, and why? And I just told the students, just stay focused. We're gonna change the world, guys. On this parameter, you had people telling them, no, you can't do it. You're too poor. You're not smart enough. And then you had the other side. You had me saying, you know what? Don't be a chimp. You're a champ. I was, you know, talking to them about inspiring them and talking to them and speaking to them, telling them that they were destined for greatness.
And greatness came as the project's success proved the naysayers wrong. 2 years later, something remarkable happened.
We had our first three kids that were sophomores accepted to Ivy League universities. And all of a sudden, we were on the front page of the Fresno Bee. Three Parlier students accepted to Ivy League universities. And lo and behold, I got phone calls from all over the area, all over the state of California. People were asking me, how did you get three kids from one of the poorest high schools in America with only one AP course, mind you? But yet, I told them, I said, you know, we had a plan.
That plan involved academic counseling, fundraising, and mentoring on Saturday mornings. The following year, the program had four students accepted to universities like Princeton and Brown. One story of success sticks out especially in Mares' mind.
I do recall the first year that one of my boys that got accepted to every school possible, Carlos Paz, didn't get accepted to Harvard. I asked the admission officer at Harvard, I go, why didn't you accept my boy at Harvard? And he goes, Martin, we just thought the transition for him would be too difficult going from an all-Latino high school with only one AP course and going to, you know, a prestigious university such as Harvard. We just didn't think he had it in him. I'm like, no, that's cool. And I just want to know why. Because I want to let you know that he's going to Yale, which is your arch rival.
That student, Carlos Paz, went on to graduate from Harvard Medical School, and in his second year entered into a PhD program, eventually earning both a PhD and MD.
Today he's a practicing dermatologist making bank.
Having more options outside of the Valley as well, right, in terms of thinking of Ivy League schools, thinking of UCs.
Back in Sanger, the Saturday leadership session continues.
Because I remember those morning drives with my mom. She would come out to every single session with me. She drove me all the way from San Joaquin. We'd get on Manning Avenue, head down, and go all the way down to Parlier. And
Edison High senior Gabriel Murillo listens to speakers on this particular Saturday. Murillo has been a part of the Ivy League project for a year. And next year, this first-generation college student will be attending Stanford University.
It happened. Just yesterday it happened. So just to go from there to here, like, it's a big shift. And it's because of this program and because of the support group that I have. I am the first in my family to go away to college. And it's amazing because they're amazed because it's Stanford University, right? I'm not just going to college, but I'm going to Stanford University. I'm also the first in my family to go. So we're all shocked that this is happening, and we're really excited.
Murillo's younger brother, Arturo, a freshman at Edison High, is also enrolled in the Ivy League project.
I'm really excited for him. He's going to get a lot out of this program because he's just a freshman. So I'm looking forward to that.
The significance of this accomplishment not lost on Murillo.
As a Latino, not only as a Latino, but as a dreamer, I've always dreamt big. I was the oldest in my family, and I was always trying to mentor my younger brothers. And being able to dream big, being able to dream about Stanford and Harvard and Brown, I feel not only inspired me, but inspired others.
Murillo's encouragement quickly turned to empowerment when President Trump announced his administration would stop accepting new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, in September. That decision affects nearly 700 undocumented immigrants currently enrolled in the program, many of them in the Central Valley.
My parents, when they found out about Trump getting rid of DACA and about the difficulties that DACA students have, we were all a little bit disappointed and a little bit disheartened. But for me, that was really what pushed me forward, knowing that it's going to be harder was what made me realize that I have to do this and that I can do this. And that just makes me happier. It just, like, cause I got into Stanford. So it just makes me a little happy because I made it, a dreamer made it. And so it's possible. And everyone can achieve this. And so I'm really excited about that.
As Murillo's time with the program comes to a close, 14-year-old Jessica Fernandez is just beginning hers.
This program has connected me with many people who will help me achieve success in the future. And through this program, I believe that I will achieve my goal. And I think that this program just opens up a lot of doors for people, especially people who live in the Central Valley, because we don't get a lot of opportunities everyone else gets.
Fernandez, currently a freshman at Sierra Pacific High School in Hanford, plans to attend Harvard and major in political science.
Most people perceive the Central Valley as just like migrant workers and their kids, and like, you know, when they get out of high school, they're just going to do the same that their parents do. But that's where they're wrong, because some people want to take a path in another way. They want to do something different. And I believe that this is becoming more aware now, because this program is helping kids who want to do more than go to the fields and work there like their parents.
Now, 25 years since its inception, the Ivy League project has grown in size and scope. In 2012, the trip expanded from 5 days to 8. It's also more expensive. Today, students must raise the $2,700 prize tag in the span of a year through fundraisers. It has also grown its footprint, with 3 projects operating in Tucson, Arizona, El Paso, Texas, and in the Central Valley of California. Mares has plans to expand even more. A junior Ivy League project partnering with various school districts in the Valley will begin in January with about 25 scholars, ranging from 5th through 8th grade. Mares is also working to approve 3 district-wide Ivy League projects in the Central Valley, in Riverdale, Golden Plains, and Porterville. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Christina Lopez.